Yesterday we were talking about the aspect of the soul called our desire. I think you can hear me, can't you? Yeah. I won't need this, but Rita will use it. Amen. We have a song we'd like to share with you.
Amen.
Amen. And we welcome you to sing along with us when you learn it. Amen.
Maybe sharing.
Yeah, we can share.
Yeah.
We have only two.
Amen. Go ahead, Rita.
This is my desire, Lord, that I may overcome. This is my desire, Lord, that I may overcome. This is my desire, Lord, that I may overcome. Overcome, overcome in your name. Fill me with the strength I need, that I may overcome.
It's very short.
To be like Jesus.
You know.
Be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. Journey from earth to glory.
Amen. In Matthew, the third chapter. The third chapter. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Twenty-one years ago, I'm living in the state of New York, on the east coast of America, and Brother Bert is living in California on the west coast of America.
Si Brother Bert nagpuyo sa dito sa west coast sa Amerika dito gihapon sa mga lugar sa New York.
You were there 21 years ago, weren't you?
Mga 21 anyos na po nang milabay.
It was longer ago than that. No, I'm talking about when you lived in California. All right, so let's say it was.
Nagaisgot sila may tungo silang pagpuyo sa California talis sa iyang kauban.
And I got a phone call from Brother Bert, who I didn't know very well.
Og nakadawat ko niya tog tawag sa telepono niya tog higayon na din wa kayo na ko siya masinati.
And Brother Bert said on the telephone, Brother Mark.
Si Brother Bert misulti sa mong telepono gumingon Brother Mark.
God says I'm to call you.
Ang Ginoo nagaingon nga ako mo tawag kana kanimo.
And you're supposed to come to California.
Og ikaw man hidiri sa California.
And I want you to teach on the kingdom of God.
Og ako magatudlo may tungo sa gingharian sa Dios.
What a challenge.
Oh, alagsaon kayo kini.
I thought, Brother Bert, what am I supposed to say?
Oh, naging ko igsoon, not sa may naimong gisulte.
So, one of you brethren, some of you have been pastors, haven't you?
Oh, kadaghanan kanyo mga kaigsoonan, mga pastor.
I'm going to call you, you're going to come out to my place for 2 weeks, and you're going to preach for 2 weeks, and tell me what is the kingdom of God.
Ah, malagmit mga duha ka semana, matukas kong lugar, unya musulti ka, mahitungon sa gingharian sa Diyos.
John the Baptist was preaching that the kingdom of God is at hand.
Si Juan Bautista nagawali mahitungo sa gingharian sa Dios nga kini nagkakahadol na.
I'm not sure that very many people know what the kingdom of God is.
Kadaghanan sa mga tawo ko masayod kanila kung sila nahibaw-baw nagasinati nining mahitungo sa gingharian sa Dios.
Now I grew up in church.
Ako nagatubo sa saka iglesia.
I grew up hearing the word of God from the time I was a baby.
Nagatubo ako sa iglesia o simbahan nga diay na dito ko nagatubo sugad pa sa akong
I knew the word of God.
Ako nahibalog nakasinati sa pulong sa Dios.
I knew the word of God before I could read.
Nakaibalo na ko sa pulong sa Dios sa simbisan sa dili pa ko nakabasa.
I clearly remember a time before I could read. I must have been about 3 years old.
Tino kayo ka kung nasayra niya tong tulo pa lang ako katuig.
I remember hearing the preacher reading the word. And because I had heard it one other time, I knew exactly what the man was going to say next. And yet, when I'm 21 years old, having been born again for maybe 10 or 12 years, I still didn't know what is the kingdom of God. There is a seed that God plants in you that you want to know what do these things mean. Some of you are going to answer the call of God. Some of you are going to ignore that call. What does that mean? Push it away and get into other things. But I clearly remember when I was 21 years old, I wanted to know what is the kingdom of God.
kining gingharian sa Dios.
One day I was in a bookstore.
Usa ka adlaw dito ko sa tindahan sa mga libro.
I saw a book on the shelf.
Doon ako nakita dito ng libro sa mga estante.
The name of the book said The Kingdom of God in America.
Ang libro nagsulti og nagaingon ang gingharian sa Dios sa Amerika.
I thought, yes. I will buy the book and I will have the answer.
Ako gining palito no aron makakuha ko sa mga katubagan.
I opened the book.
Akong iablihan gini maong libro.
And it was all about churches.
Og gini nagahigot mahitungod sa mga kasimbahanan.
Something inside of me said, no, this is not what I want to know.
Sa kabutang diha sa akong kinusuran miingon ko dili gini ma akong gitinguha og ipamalandong.
This cannot be what Jesus talked about, the mystery of the kingdom. There's no mystery about all these organizations.
Walay tinago diha maitungod diha sa mga organisasyon o mga kaugpungan.
And so it went probably for another 20 or 30 years.
So milabay na usab ug ako nagalawig niya nang laira pug mga katuigan ni mga miabot nato sa 30.
Until I began to hear a couple of men.
So niya to nagsugod na pug pagkadungog diha sa duha ka mga tao.
Men older than I.
Nga mas tiguang pa sila kay nako.
And I began to hear a message that I had never heard before.
Og dito nakadungog kog mensahe nga sukad wa pa gyud nako hidunggi.
Come on, brethren. I knew the word of God from the beginning to the end.
Oh, mga igsoon. Tanawa, nakasupol. Igibalo na ko sa pulong sa Diyos. Sukat pa kanya to. Hangtod karon. Sugod o sa pagkatapos.
I can tell you what's in Genesis. I can tell you what's in Revelation.
Ako makasulti kaniyo kung sa inasa Genesis o dito sa pinadayag.
But I didn't understand the kingdom of God.
Apan, wa ako makasabot niya ng labot sa gingharian sa Diyos.
I had a natural mind.
Ako doon ako'y kaugalingon o natural na panguna.
I had a mind that looked only at the carnal side of things.
Ako doon ako'y pangunahuna nga magatanaw lamang diha sa unod-unod nga mga butang.
Just getting baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Basta mabautismuhan lang sa Espiritu Santo.
Does not open the kingdom of God to you.
Dili ka na hingpit ka makaabri na sa gingharian sa Dios alang kanimo.
Repent.
Paginolsol.
For the kingdom of God is at hand.
Tungod kay gingharian sa langit hadol na.
And so John identified the opening of the door to the kingdom of God.
Busa si Juan nagaila gayon sa pagkable sa gingharian sa langit diha sa Ginoo.
How many of you believe that you have repented?
Pipila kaninyo ang nakahibalo ug nakamaton nga kamo naghinulsol.
Amen. How many of you are all finished with repenting?
Pipila kaninyo ang nakahibalo nga human na tanan paghinulsol.
No. We're never finished repenting, are we? We're going to keep on repenting. Because the kingdom of God has more and more and more. Now, John said some other things about it in verse
8.
He said, bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. In other words, the definition of repentance isn't just making words with your mouth. Repentance isn't just coming to a big meeting and coming up front and signing a little card.
Ang paghinulsol dili lamang kay mutambong ka sa kung mana pagkatigo mo guwan ka sa tubangan ug mo perma ka pag magbato og ikaw naghinulsol.
And then the man goes back home and he's living in a terrible condition of sin. Yeah.
Mao gyapon nga ang tawo mo pauli ngadto siyang panimalayok nga kinabuhi gyapon nga dili maayo ang iyang kahimtang.
You know, when you ask Jesus to forgive you, he'll forgive you.
Kung ikaw mangayo pasaylo kang Hesus, hibaw-i nga ikaw iyang pasaylon.
But you're going to have to repent to get your life changed.
Apan kinahanglan nga ikaw maghinulsol ug magbasol ug mubiya aron ang imong kinabuhi mausab.
And he said, and think not to say that we have Abraham as our father.
Ayo ingon siya dili kita magaingon nga atong amahan si Abraham.
I said I grew up in church.
Akong giingnon nga dunay panghitabo diha sa simbahan nga talagsaon.
We believed we were the church.
Nagatuo kita nga kita mao ang iglesia.
We called other people outsiders.
Atong giilang ba mga tao nga sila tagagawas.
We talked about you're going to marry somebody, you can't marry an outsider.
Kung kita mo ngon nga kayo di ka pwedeng magminyog lain o magminyog kag tagagawas di pahimo.
Basically, we were saying the same thing. We have Abraham.
Oh, kadaghanan kita makasulti sa mga butang nga kita kaliwat niya.
We have our church. We have our founding fathers.
Oh, doon na kita simbahan, doon na kita nagtukod nga atong amahan.
We have our understanding.
Doon na kita pagpanabot.
But John said God can raise up seeds of Abraham from these stones.
Nag-ingon siya apan sultian ko kamo makahimo sa pangalang Dios makahimo kaliwatan ni Abraham gikan ni mao mga bato.
He said the axe is laid to the root of the trees, therefore every tree which brings not good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire.
Kamo kay bisan unsa nga kahoy nga dili magapamong og mayo kining mao gamot di kini pagaputlon kun kini di makapamong og isa ngadto sa nagdilab.
So the message of the kingdom involves cutting trees.
Busa ang mensahe sa gingharian mao kini nga pagputol sa mga kahoy.
When you hear the word tree, what do you think of as a spiritual understanding?
Kon kita makadungog og mga mahitungod sa kahoy unsa may buot pasabot nini sa ato mga espirituhan.
I think of two things. I think of a good thing and I think of a bad thing.
O malakmit magiuna-una kita sa mayong butang og dautang butang.
I think the word says that we can be trees of righteousness.
Mahimong musulti kita nga kita kahoy diha sa pagkamatarong.
But trees are also made of wood. And wood speaks of my humanity, my carnality. It says here that I baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that is coming after me is mightier than I. His shoes I am not worthy to bear, and he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Ako magaingon kaninyo nga ako magabautismo kaninyo sa tubig aron sa paginulso na panang ulahi kanako magabautismo kaninyo nga dili gani ako takos sa pagbitbit siyang sandalya siya magabautismo kaninyo sa Espiritu Santo.
So what happens if when you get fire and wood together?
Unsa may kalaina, unsa may kalabot, kalabutan niya ako ng kahoy o ang kalayo.
You get a bigger fire, don't you? Now, I'm telling you that the kingdom of God is going to bring the Holy Ghost and fire into your life. You're clapping. Do you really enjoy fire? Do you really enjoy tribulation? Amen. Do you rejoice in your tribulation? Knowing that tribulation is working patience. Amen. Working the fullness of God. You know something? My flesh does not enjoy fire. Amen. And my good wife prays and she says, Lord, send the fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're talking about fire. Amen. Hallelujah.
Dalay go nang Dios.
We okay?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Oh. What is there about this? I go to Thomas's place, we're preaching and two chairs break. Hallelujah. Well, we're the kingdom of God is also a shaking. Now, he says his fan is in his hand and he will thoroughly purge his floor, amen, and will gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Nagaingon siya nga ang mga butang nagadila diha sa mga kamot ug maabot ang panahon nga kanto mga butang iya kini pagasunugon kay aron kini mamahigpit.
So the kingdom of God is an encounter with Jesus.
Busa ang gingharihan sa Dios nakig sandorot kang Hesus.
He's ready to do the thrashing.
So andam siya sa paghimo sa mga butang ayang himoon.
And he's ready to burn the chaff.
Usab andam siya sunugo ng mga butang sunugonon.
You have rice here in the Philippines.
Oh, daghang yung bugas diri sa Pilipinas.
I would suppose that the rice is harvested in a similar manner that wheat is harvested.
Wow, butos ang ako pagunahuna ang mga pag-anis mga humay mao sab kini ang pag-anis mga trigo.
I don't know if you have big combines that go through the rice fields that collect it and
there is,
do you have such things?
There is in other places.
Yeah.
Nagtuo siya nga doon na bay mga pag-ani nga lahi karon nga high tech na god. So
when I was young, we had these things called thrash machines. And we would gather the oats in the field in bundles. And the big machine would come from one farm to another farm. And I'm quite a small boy, but I come out to watch these big machines working. And they were a terrifying machine. They would shake. And they would blow the straw out of the other end. And this is what God is talking about here. He's
going to
put us through a thrashing process. Now the old-fashioned way is not much more pleasant. They had these long sticks with a hinge on the end. And they would beat the wheat. Beat it until the grain comes off, the rice. Maybe they still do it some places that way here.
Yeah.
I'm describing the kingdom of God, brethren. Amen. Now, when you came to salvation, did they tell you all your troubles are over? You won't have any more problems? No, you're going to have lots of problems. But you're going to have the power to overcome. Hallelujah. Now, it says in verse 17 of chapter 4, it says from that time, now this is after Jesus was in the wilderness, after his baptism, after he went into the wilderness, it says from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Niyatong higayuna dito sa kamingawan, human kini si Jesus bautismo eh, si Jesus giyapon nagawali o nagaingon, paghinolsol kayang gingharihan sa
lahat. Now, you go through the rest of Matthew and you don't find every page about repenting for the kingdom is at hand.
Diha sa tibok ng libro sa Mateo di yung kamakakaplag ng mayon paghinolsol kayang gingharihan sa langit adol na.
But Matthew is summarizing the message and the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Apa nagasumarais kining libro sa Mateo mahitungo sa sayang kaagi o ministeryo ni Hesus Kristo.
It says that he began to preach repentance.
Og ang kini maong pulong nagasugot kini sa pag-ingon.
Which means he continued to preach repentance.
Sa diha nga ikaw magawali sa pag-inulsol.
For the whole 3.5 years of his ministry. Now, we're getting into the kingdom. Let's look in the 13th chapter of Matthew. And these are all parables about the kingdom. Let me just find this one in verse 44. A very small parable. The kingdom of heaven, by the way, the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, same thing. Kingdom of heaven. What does heaven mean? Heaven is what kind of a place? Is heaven a natural place?
Ang langit ba kini kinaiyahan lamang?
Or is heaven a spiritual place? It's a spiritual place. That means when we're talking about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, we have to have spiritual understanding. This is a spiritual book. If you try to handle this book with natural thinking, natural understanding, you're not going to see the kingdom of God. The natural man does not understand the spiritual things. I told you that there were a couple of older men that came into our community. And they began to preach the kingdom of God message. They didn't tell me they were preaching kingdom message. We didn't put a banner up that said kingdom word. We just knew that we were hearing a word that was refreshing. We were hearing a spiritual word, and I was hearing something that I had never heard before. Amen.
Amen.
Now, while I was hearing the word, I was understanding the message. When the brother left town and he went back to his own home many miles away, I understood for a few more days. And then I began to go back into the Word of God, and I could only see the natural things. And I said, Lord, what is wrong with me? I understood this last week, but I can't understand it today. Lord, I want this gift to be able to read these verses, to read these things, and see and understand into the Spirit what God is saying. So the next time the brother came back 6 months later, I understood again because the words were anointed by the Spirit and they opened my mind. You see, I'm telling you, I had a desire. My soul desired these things. Some of you that are hearing today, your soul desires to understand these things. The mysteries of the kingdom of God. So I understood a little longer this time. I think it took 3 visits of the brother. Maybe 4. Finally, each time I would go before the Lord and I would say, oh God, I must have this, I must have it, I must have it. God, you've made me a teacher of the word. How can I teach the word and not understand what I'm teaching? What I'm saying is I travailed before God. I pressed God. I pressed Him for understanding. The other day I was telling you about how I had been pressing God. I need to know this rapture business. I need to know who are the elect that are here.
Yeto miaging pipila na kadlaw nagaisgot kita mahitungod sa pagsakdaw o sa pagbayaw busa kinsa man kini mga pinili.
Now you think it would be quite obvious. All you have to do is look it up. But you see, there's a mental block in me that says, don't go there.
Abininyo dunay panghitabo sa kung kinabuhi nga usay mawakos kung kagalingon og mayon ayo pagadto dito.
And especially when I went to an older man of God, a Pentecostal minister.
Sa labi na sa kagayon yung miyanto ko sa tiguan ng alagad sa Diyos.
And I asked the man, I said, brother, I was a young man, I was about
40.
He was an older man, he was about 65, younger than I am now, by the way.
I
said, brother, he smiled at me so nice, you know. I said, brother, can I ask you a question? I need to know, who are the elect?
Kinsa man kining mga pinili?
He knew what I was asking.
Oh, nakahibaw siya kung siya akong gipangutana.
He said, the Jews, of course.
Ang mga Hudyo, siyempre.
In other words, don't touch it.
Ayaw sila kilapte.
I was so stunned.
Nito ako dito.
Yeah, yes.
Wow, Diyo ko kalihokoy.
Back in those days, you could stun me. I probably could be stunned today. I don't know. But I was stunned by the man's answer.
Apan ako nagbarog nito usa tubag sa maong tao.
After almost a year. Come now, I'm seeking God about these things. I'm going before God. I'm saying, God, how can I preach and teach end time things and I don't have the answer to these questions?
Ginoo sa gisang pangita kung saan niya pagtudlo sa mga butang may tungod sa mga katapusan nga wa pagyud matubag ang iyang mga pangutana.
God, no man will tell me the answer. Who are the elect?
Ginoo, way tao makasulti nako sa katubagan kinsa man kini mga pinili.
You know the Holy Spirit speaks to you sometimes and you're not listening.
Usahay ang Espiritu Santo musulti ka nato sa mga higayon apan di kita maminaw.
So many times the Holy Spirit is trying to talk to me, and I have a block in my mind. I ask him, but I don't hear because my mind is blocked.
Ang akong pagpanabot dili gyud kini makahimo tungod kay akong una-una nangitngitan og wa kini makasabot sa mga butang.
Well, you know one thing I know about the Holy Spirit.
Abi ninyo ang ako nasayran mahitungod sa Espiritu Santo.
Is that he knows how to get through to me when he wants to.
Abi nimo musulod siya kanako makahimo siya sa panahon nga gusto.
And the Holy Spirit said, look it up.
Og ang Espiritu Santo mingon. Angat.
I said, what do you mean? He said, look it up.
Yes, yep.
You have a concordance. Look it up. You know what I said? I said, what a great idea.
Oh, sa kamayong paagi.
I looked it up.
Ako kinikita now.
Guess what the New Testament says about the elect?
Oh, tagdao kung sa'y gisulti mahitong sa bagong togo nini mo mga pinili.
Born again.
Ang bagong pagkatao.
Christians.
Ang mga Kristohanon.
Not just Jews, of course.
Dili lamang kay mga Hudyo.
I had my answer. Now, this little parable in verse 44 of chapter
13,
the kingdom of heaven is like treasure, amen, hid in a field. In which a man has found, he hides it. And for joy thereof he goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth the field. In American English we have a little term called we bought the farm.
Sa Amerika nga sinultian, doon ay terminology dito nga nagayon, mipalit kami og uma.
That means you spent everything you had and you bought the farm and you're mortgaged right up to your ears.
Basta ka ng pulo nga, mag-ingon dyan ka nga nakapalit ka guma, tuwa na dito tanan, klaseng
abito. You give everything you've got.
Tanan imong na kinahanglan
unari ha. Because what you bought means everything to your life. I've got to have that field. Because in that field is a hidden treasure. I don't know everything about what's hidden there, but I saw enough to know that I want it, I need it. And it's going to take me the rest of my life to pay it off, but I'm going to buy it. And I'll find somebody that will loan me the money, but I'm going to have it. Yes, it did cost me everything. It did cost me everything. I had a good education. I had a good job. And God began to take me out of it. And I began to find out that I couldn't do both kingdoms at the same time. You see, there are other kingdoms. There's kingdoms of religion. There's kingdoms of business. Kingdoms of, oh my, finance.
Gingharian sa mga sapi.
Education.
Og sa mga kahibalo.
All kinds of kingdoms.
Tanang klase sa gingharian.
Sports, oh yeah, sports, my goodness, there's all kinds of, you know, and a lot of these kingdoms have got their idols too. Idols. Amen. Stars. Come on, we read in Revelation about stars, and we're thinking about the things that are shining in the sky. Even the world knows what stars are. Football stars. Basketball stars. Baseball stars. Hollywood stars. Stars are people. Stars are things that people worship. Idolatry. Come on. Your mind is getting open to kingdom understanding. Hallelujah. All right, so the man pays everything that he has to buy the field. Now, 3.5 years with Jesus, and you say to yourself, if I had been with Jesus for 3.5 years, I would have understood everything. I would know. When it came time for the crucifixion, I would know. I would know what the kingdom of God is. Matthew chapter 20. James and John and their mother. Mother comes to Jesus. Worshipping him. And Jesus said to the mother, what do you want? Well, I want my two sons to have the best positions in your kingdom. Right side and left side of your throne. Now, first of all, we can see that the mother did not understand the kingdom of God. But James and John didn't understand the kingdom of God either. Come now, the 20th chapter of Matthew is almost the time for the crucifixion. What kind of kingdom were they thinking about? I should add another one. Political.
Political kingdom. Gingharian sa mga politiko.
Do you know that a lot of Christians are getting involved in the political kingdom? I don't know what it's like here in the Philippines among the Christians. I know you've got politics here. Every time I pick up one of your newspapers, one of your presidents or your judges or your senators is being tried for corruption of some kind.
Pahayagan o diaryo o balita ako makaplagan ang mahitungon sa mga politika o mga presidente, mga huwes o uban pa.
Is that the kingdom of politics?
Di ba mao kini ang gingharian sa politiko?
Is that the same as the kingdom of God?
Managsama ba kini sa gingharian sa Diyos?
And you know, some of my American friends that are Christians, they're getting so upset. Oh, the president, he's a horrible man, and oh, this candidate, oh, good man, no bad man, you know.
Abinimo dona usa ka na kong amigo nga si murag wa siya makasabot siyang kaugalingon niya murag na dismayan sa usa maning panghitabo.
People are getting so angry about these things that they're almost ready to kill one another.
Oh, kasi kini mga tao mga wa makangay ni mga butang usahay halos magpinatyan na lang sila usag usa.
Now, I'm telling you, the disciples still wanted a political kingdom of Israel. They believed that Jesus was going to go down there in Jerusalem, kick those Romans out of town, get rid of Pilate, get all those Roman soldiers out, and then he would sit on a big throne. And then James would be here, and John would be here. James would be Secretary of Defense. Or what do you call them? Minister of Defense?
Secretary.
Okay.
Minister of Defense.
Secretary of, what's the next important one? Foreign Affairs, maybe.
Secretary of Foreign Affairs. Tigayos sa mga papeles sa mga mulang niyaw.
Come on. That's what they thought. That's what they were thinking that all along.
Mga politiko gihapon, bisag nangalagad sa Ginoo.
Now listen.
Karon paminaw.
Listen to what he said.
Paminaw kung siyang gisulti.
And Jesus, verse 22, Jesus answered and said, "You know not what you ask."
Wala ka masayo rin tao nugun sa imong gipangayo.
He should have said, "I've been with you more than 3 years teaching. I've told you all the parables of the kingdom, and now you're asking for this?"
Pipila na ako katuig, tulog katuig, tungan akong uban-uban kaninyo si Igong Tudlo, may itong saking harian niya karon. Mangayo ka ini butanga.
Here's his question.
Mo, doon na siya pangutana.
Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink?
Makahimo ka ba sa pag-inom diha sa kupa ng akong pag-aimnan?
What cup is that?
Unsa ka ng klase ng kupa?
Suffering.
Pagantos.
He talked about that cup in the garden, didn't
he?
He knew the ultimate suffering was coming. And what was his answer to the Father? Nevertheless, not my what? My will. Another aspect of the soul, our will submitted to the Father. Not my will, but yours.
Alright,
are you able to drink of that cup? You know where that cup takes you. That cup takes you to where you lay your life down. Is this kingdom message just a part-time thing that I can preach for you a few days and then take a few days off? Go on holiday away from it? You're going to lay your life down every day of the week.
imong kinahanglan, imong ihalad, imong kaugalingon sa matag adlaw, matag semana.
365 days of the year.
365 ka adlaw kadtuo kan tuig.
And this year will make it 366.
O kini usay imong 366 ang usa ka tuig.
Amen.
O karong tuiga.
All right. And are you able to be baptized with a baptism that I am baptized with?
Magkaimo ba kamo sa pagpabautismo sa bautismo gihimo nga rekan ako?
What did John say? Preaching the kingdom, what did he say that we would be baptized with?
Ang si Juan nagaingon, nagahusabtang siya nagawali maito sa gingarian, unsa man ang bautismo ngayong pagahimoon.
Come on. Come on, help me out. What did he say? What was the word?
Sige, sulti mo kung sa inyo nakatunan o nadunggan ka ganina.
Fire?
Unsa man?
Fire?
Kalayo?
Fire?
Kalayo ba?
Amen. Amen. So, let's suppose we have a meeting.
Pananglit, doon na kinay panagkatigo.
And we're inviting everybody to come and be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And when the people come to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, we're
going
to lay hands on them. And we're
going
to say, brother, I ask God to baptize you with fire. Come on now. You know the meaning of the word baptism, don't you? A baptism isn't just sprinkle a little water on your head. You know that. You baptize, it means put them all the way in.
So if you're going
to be baptized in fire, every part of you is going to be immersed in fire.
Kinanglan ang kalayo, i-unload gyud ka ngadto sa naglilaab nga kalayo.
My feet,
gikan sa imong tiil,
everything up through here,
ang to dire sa batang usahaw,
my arms,
dire sa mga baga,
my ears,
dire sa kong dalaga,
my mouth, my eyes, my brain,
o sa kong utok,
every part of my soul is coming into fire. Why do I need fire? But God, I've had enough fire. But God, I'm old. I've paid my dues. I don't need anymore, right? Is the gold still pure? Well, you see, there's still some wood in there.
Oh, makai mo pagitag magyon nga doon na paghihapoy.
Yeah, there's still some wood in me, brethren.
Napabayilan niya.
But you know what? There's less wood in me.
Habi ni mo kung sa doon ay katapusang pulong alang
sa. Than there was 20 years ago.
Niyantong 21 na anyo sang milabay.
I remember Brother Duciel spoke a message to Prague by the internet. The last message I think that came.
Doon ay usa ka igsoon nga misulti mahitungod sa.
And he was talking about the fire of the wood.
Doon ay gisulti mahitungod sa.
The more wood, the more carnality, the bigger the fire. So while I've got chance, I want to get rid of more wood. I don't need a giant fire. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
All right, now. Let's go on to what he was saying. Jesus called them to himself in verse 25, and he said, "You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them."
Mosa, wala ba kamo masayding unang Ginoo bisan pang mga hintil nagatinguha ni mga butanga unsa inyo ilang mga gitinguha silang
kogaling. Let's draw a picture of that.
Magimo kita hulag wedding dapita.
Princes. Princes exercise authority on them.
Bisan pa mga prinsipe nagabansay sa ilang kagahom diha kanila.
Whoever the them are.
O kinsa sila diha?
And they that are great.
O siya nga dako.
Exercise authority on the princes.
Iyang gibansay ang iyang gahom diha sa mga prinsipe.
Did I get that right?
Insakto ba kini akong resulte?
Do we have that right? Now what we have here is we have a pyramid structure among the Gentiles.
Busa kana mo kanay patukuranan sa mga hintil.
And Jesus said, now let's go on. He said, this is the way Gentiles do it. Brethren, let's understand some kingdom language here. The word Gentile has a spiritual meaning. In the natural, I'm probably a Gentile.
Sa natural, usa kita kahintil.
But spiritually, I'm not a Gentile.
Apan espirituanon dili na kita hintil.
Because the word Gentile means the people of the world.
Tungod kay bot pasabot sa mga hintil kini mga katawhan sa kalibutan.
So when Jesus says to them, this is the way the Gentiles do it.
Busa kaniya nisulti kanila mao kini pagis sa mga hintil.
He's saying in the world,
busa mao siya diha sa kalibutan.
We have these layers of authority. Let's go on. Verse 26. But it shall not be so among you. Whoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. That's a bad translation there, isn't it?
Is that minister or servant?
It means servant. In the King James it says minister. Let's say it the right way. Whoever wants to be great, he has to come down here.
Yes.
Now he says, whoever will be chief, somewhere way up here. He has to come down here and be a slave. So you see, the kingdom of God is opposite the kingdoms of the world. Okay, now let's look at how the kingdoms of the world operate. We forgot the kingdom of military. Oh, these are all kingdoms. In the kingdom of the military,
yes, king harian sa militar.
Who's the guys on the top? What are they called?
Chief of staff.
Generals?
Chief of staff, generals.
Oh, let's just do the guys in the field there. The guys shooting and fighting. Generals.
Generals.
And there aren't that many generals, are there?
Yeah.
There's a few. Under the generals, we have
lieutenant.
Oh, we don't need to do them all, but we have colonels, colonel. Don't we? Yeah, let's do some colonels.
So, ilalom sa general, dunay colonel.
We have lots of colonels.
Yep.
And under the colonels, we have lieutenants.
Lieutenant.
I'll just abbreviate that one.
First loy, second loy.
And then under the lieutenants, we have sergeants.
Sergeant.
There's other little ones in between here too. We understand that.
Yeah.
And under the sergeants, we have, what do you call the lowest men?
Private army.
Private?
Private.
Yeah. Private. In the military, sometimes they call them the grunts.
Grunts.
The guys that carry the burden.
Carrying all things.
Yeah. All right. So this is, what is this? Now, in the kingdom of military, which is the kingdom of the world, this works. The system works real good. Because it's the world. World things work good in the world's ways. If you have business, you put different titles on here. You put CEO.
CEO.
Chief Executive Officer. President. Okay. Then you have vice presidents.
Oh, VP. Vice president.
Then you have managers.
Oh.
And then you have workers. Okay. That works good in business. Works good. You're going to have a factory, you're going to own a big company. You know, it works good that way. And we can find lots of ways that works good. But in the kingdom of God, men got the idea that would work pretty good in church business. First of all, the Catholic Church came along. And they put the Pope. Yeah. And then they have cardinals.
Cardinal.
And what? Archbishops.
Archbishop.
And then they have bishops.
Doon po yung obispo.
And then they have priests.
Doon ay mga pare.
And then they have people.
Natural, mga tao. Ilang panguluhan.
But the Lord said, "It shall not be so among you."
Ogang Dios mingon dili kini sama kaninyo, dili kini mahitabo.
Well, we're not Catholic. We don't do things like that. Oh. Do we?
Dili matasama kanila, so
you know what? The city of religion, the kingdom of religion, they do the same thing. No, it's only the Catholics. No, come on, the Protestants do it too. Can we be honest about it? Sometimes they call the bishop, but sometimes they have nicer terms. General Superintendent.
See?
In other words, he's not quite a general. He's just a general superintendent.
Yes.
Then they have district
supervisor.
Superintendents or something.
Yes. District superintendent.
Then they have presbyter, yes. And I don't know, do they have elders there too?
No. Evangelist, pastors, apostles.
Pastors. Let's just put pastors here. And then we have people.
People.
What are we doing? We didn't listen to what Jesus told James and John and the disciples. We've got the princes, we've got the great ones. What happened to the body of Christ? What happened to what Jesus said it's supposed to be? Where Jesus said,
Jesus mingon,
I am the head,
ako ang ulo,
and ye are all brethren.
Kamo akong mga magsuon.
One head.
Usa ra ang ulo.
Not a man.
Dili tao.
Not a bishop.
Dili bishop.
Not a pope.
Dili papa.
Not a general superintendent.
Dili general na superintendent.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus yun. Amen.
Do we have time for a little more yet, or?
Yeah, there's a little time.
I'm thinking, Brother Mark, can we just rename it?
Okay, go.
Get the names.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
No, I'm asking you, if we, instead of those, if we use elders and workers, isn't it going to help us?
If we make a thing like that, yeah.
And we would do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We could have, I don't know what we'll call this guy up here. Well, no, I mean, we're talking about a different system here now. We're talking about man. Man has other inventions. So we won't call them, maybe we'll only have a couple layers. Let's make it simple. We'll just have...
Yano lang atong pagaymon.
Oh, wait a minute. We won't. That's no. We don't do that anymore, do we? We'll have to say elders.
Oh, ato na lang inon niya, pangulo. Oh, tiguan sa simbahan.
Oh, head shepherd. I'm sorry.
Pangulong magbalantay.
Head shepherd.
Oh, pangulong magbalantay.
You know what? If we've got people down here and somebody else up here, we're still not doing it the way Jesus wants it done. Brethren, I'm no better than any one of you. I'm a servant. My life is laid down. I'm at His mercy. The only reason I'm here is because it wasn't my time to die 9 years ago. I came to the door of death.
Doon ako sa pultahan o ganghan sa kamatayon.
Jesus spoke to me.
Jesus, misulti ka na ako.
He said to me, he quoted Colossians chapter 2.
Iyang gikuha dito sa kapitulo 2 sa Colossians.
I said, Lord, what's happening to me?
Mingon siya, ginoon sa may nahitabo ka na ako.
He said, for you are dead.
Tungod kay ikaw, patay na.
He said to me,
mingon siya ka na ako.
For you are dead.
Tungod kay patay ka na.
You know, I'm glad that issue is settled. Colossians 3, verse 1 or 2, isn't it?
Colossians chapter 3,
for you are dead, verse 3.
For you are dead. I won't tell you that whole story. You've heard it too many times. You don't want to hear it again. You know what? I got a better view of the kingdom from being dead. I'm not afraid of death. No, I'm not going to get careless. I'm not going to get stupid. I'm not going to drive my car 80 miles an hour toward a bridge. But the devil cannot threaten me anymore. I know what's on the other side. It's all good. You know, I'm sorry. I'm only halfway through this. Can I go to Luke and maybe we can finish up and come at some other things another time? Maybe Luke. We really need to identify where this. We've talked about what the kingdom is not. The kingdom of God is not this. It's not any of these. If you think that you're going to take over the world and take over one of these kingdoms and put it under your church, you're wrong. Yes. Yes, the Word of God says all these kingdoms are going to become the kingdom of God. I'm not working for any of these kingdoms. I'm not going to give my life for any one of these, including this one. We didn't come here to start a new denomination. We didn't come here to start a new organization, a new system, or any such thing. By the grace of God, I don't represent a system. I represent Jesus Christ, my Lord, my boss. We have to go to Luke for just a minute. Luke 17.
Capitulo 17.
And then I'll quit after that for now. Luke 17.
Lucas 17.
And when he was demanded, verse 20, of the Pharisees, By the way, you Bible students, you need to be coming with your Bibles.
Kinahanglan ang mga estudyante sa Biblia, doon nagay mga Biblia.
Bible students need Bibles.
Ang mga estudyante sa Biblia, doon nagay mga Biblia.
Amen. All right. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come,
isoknaw ipangutana sa mga pariseo, kano sa man gyud moabot ang gingharian sa Dios?
What do you suppose the Pharisees had in mind?
Unsa kay nauna-unahan og bisan top sa ilang pangisip sa mga pariseo?
When are we going to see this kingdom?
Kano sa man may makakita
ng kingdom? Talking about this kingdom. When?
Kano sa kagitkot? Kano sa man ni mahitaboy?
All right. He answered and said unto them, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation.
Hallelujah.
It is not going to be something you're going to see. When we first came down from the mountains into the city, where God called us down to the city to preach the word, we rented a room in a hotel, just like we're doing here today. And after a few weeks, we had an older woman. In fact, she came from a UPC church.
Malagmit gikan gihapon sa United Pentecostal.
We had a lot of people that came from the UPC church.
Daghan ang mga katawhan dito nga tambong gikan gihapon sa mga kapunungan.
They liked the message.
Nakaangay sila sa mga mensahe.
But they didn't all stay. Some of them wanted to go back into the old rules. But this woman stayed. And she says to me one day, Brother Mark, we need our own building. I said, why? We're getting a pretty good price at the hotel. She said, so that people will know who we are.
Aron ang mga tao masayod kung kinsa ta.
So I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, the old woman says we need our building. What do you think, Lord? And you know what the Lord said to me? He said, I'll give you a building, but not until the people know that that building is not the church. So guess what I began to preach? I began to preach what the true meaning of church is. Church is the people of God. Church is not the organization. Church is not the building. Church is not the officers. Church is the people of God under the head of Jesus Christ. And then they raised the price so bad that we had to go and buy a building. You know, I tried to sell that building one time. I said, God, I don't want this thing anymore. The old woman was still there. She says, no, Brother Mark, I don't believe that's what God is saying. I said, well, if it's of God, He'll let us sell it. You know what? God stopped it. He would not let us sell it. I didn't think any of our neighbors liked us. But when we went to sell it, all the neighbors came to the city council and they said, no, we don't want anything but them. And And I never knew that the neighbors were noticing who we were. Amen. All right, let me just finish this. The kingdom of God is not coming with something you can see. It's not coming with something you can see. Neither shall they say, "Lo here," or "Lo there," for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Ayaw kamo pagtuwa ng uban nga tuwa dito niya diri, tuwa dito kay sultian ko kamo ang gingharian sa langit, naa diha kaninyo, gingharian sa Dios nasa atong sulod.
I think it was Brother Martin yesterday morning.
Ate igsoong Martin kaghapon sa buntag.
I can just see him. He walked across here and he said, "You are looking at, did you say, my body? Didn't you say that?" Okay, now that's observation. I can observe the man's body. But there's something within me. These eyes cannot see. Just look at me, you cannot see the kingdom of God. But trust me, I know it's there.
Amen.
Because I know the King is there. And where the King rules is where His kingdom is.
Amen.
So if you're going to take the kingdom, what are you going to take? Come now, we're going to take the kingdom, are we not? Which one of these are we going to take? Oh, let's start with this one. We'll take the kingdom. No. Maybe we'll take on the military. We'll all get guns and we'll fight. No, we're not going to take the kingdom. Come now. Peter was still thinking this way at the cross. Peter was still thinking that way. Got his knife out. Peter was going to take the kingdom with his sword. Crucifixion time! Alright, it doesn't come without. And he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it." "And they shall say to you, 'See here or see there,' go not after them nor follow them." I don't know what's going on in the Philippines. I don't know if the big name evangelists come to the Philippines or not. What kind of big names do you know here in the Philippines? Do you see any of the big American names on your television? You can answer me. Tell me who they are.
Benny Hinn.
Okay, Benny Hinn. Let's start with Benny Hinn. I don't want to pick on Benny any more than any others, but that's a good example. So we see the flyers, we see the banners, Benny Hinn coming to Manila.
Oh, makausay, makakita kita ng dako kayo ng mga politiko, so kita ng mga streamer, mga karatula diha nga si Benny Hinn moabotay sa Manila.
And they're going to rent the biggest stadium in Manila.
Oh, iya abangan niya kining pinakadako nga stadium dito sa Manila.
Several hundred thousand people.
Malagmit sa kagatos kalibo ka mga katawhan.
Would you go?
Wato ba mo?
Low here. Low there.
Low there.
See, people in America are doing this. They hear about a man in Florida. Come now, I'm talking about the churches. The pastors are getting the people together in buses and they're going down to Florida. Then they hear about a thing going on in Toronto, Canada. And the buses and Christians and churches and pastors are all going to Toronto, Canada. Then there's a guy in Texas. Then there's a guy in California. Oh, he's got the biggest church around. Let's all go find out what he's doing.
Oh, doon ay dagko kay mga simpahan atong susiyon ug sa tawo noon sa ilang gitambuhan.
Brethren, are we not hearing what Jesus said?
Wa ba ta kasabot Pedro kung sa gisulti?
Go not after them nor follow them.
Do ayo gyud pagsunod ug pagtuo ngadto kanila ug magasunod kanila.
Amen. Well, the kingdom of God is not following this move or that move or this organization or that television program. You know, there are big names, big movers, big things in almost every country. Nigeria.
Dito sa Nigeria.
Big names coming on television.
Dako kayo nga pangalan naggawas diha sa mga telebisyon.
Europe, Germany, big names.
Bisan dito sa Germany, daghang mga dagko mga katawo, mga pangalan.
You know what? If you're looking for the kingdom, if you're looking for that kind of thing, you're going to miss it. You're looking for the coming of Christ, you're going to miss it because you're going to be looking at a man. I don't want to miss the coming of Christ. Because you know what? He's going to come first to his temple. And he's going to cleanse his temple first. We're talking kingdom language. We're talking he's going to cleanse this temple. This temple.
Amen.
He's looking for clean temples. God bless you.